Regular listeners of the Bryant Park Project know that our segment, The Most, is where you decide and we report on the most emailed, most viewed, and generally most noticed stories on the web. And that often includes pieces from NPR.org's most emailed lists. And we are eager to make our mark on that list. Our producer, Dan Pashman, one of them, he got on the case, he studied that list of NPR's most emailed stories. And Dan, what did you find out?
Well, Ali, I looked at the common topics and themes in the NPR most emailed list to find out what types of stories and what subjects tend to make it to number one. Here's what I found. Food stories and recipes are huge. Folks love those. Neti pots, which are homeopathic devices used for nasal irrigation. You pour saline solution into your nose. That was one of the most emailed stories of 2007, the Neti pots. Student life. Star Wars, a lot of Star Wars fans in NPR.org world. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul. We all know
always
from our show,
yes.
Anything on Ron Paul gets a lot of attention. Interesting scientific discoveries and studies.
Okay.
Get a lot of emailing. Quinoa, which is a grain. A story about quinoa was also one of the most emailed
popular.
Of all of 2007.
It was on there forever.
Forever. Then one of the always popular big ones on the list, NPR's esteemed science correspondent Robert Krulwich.
Yes.
Then there are the classical arts, theater slash opera slash classical music. And then, of course, the whole This I Believe series, which are first-person accounts, often of personal tragedy slash loss and the overcoming of said loss.
Very popular.
So with all these elements in mind, I put together a piece that's my attempt to get to number one on the NPR.org most emailed story list. Here you go. I was making quinoa cakes shaped like Yoda the day my dog, Pavarotti Skywalker, died. He was chasing the tennis ball, playing in the yard, when he was crushed to death by NPR's esteemed science correspondent, Robert Krulwich.
Come on, boy. Come on, boy.
I haven't made Yoda-shaped quinoa cakes since. But I believe in moving on. And I know the only way to move beyond my beloved Pavarotti Skywalker's death is to enjoy the food we enjoyed together so many times. So I'm in my apartment in Brooklyn, where I bring 1.5 cups of water to a boil in a medium saucepan, wash and drain a cup of quinoa, and simmer the quinoa in the covered saucepan. While the quinoa cooks, I like to prepare my palate for the feast by using a neti pot to irrigate my nasal passages. Saline solution. As we all know, a good nasal irrigation usually takes about 20 minutes, which is also how long it takes the quinoa to absorb all the water. Stir one lightly beaten egg into the quinoa, separate the mixture into clumps, and arrange them on a baking sheet, each in the shape of Yoda. You all remember what Yoda looks like, right? After allowing the cakes to chill in the fridge, put them in a hot oiled skillet. That sizzle was always Pavarotti Skywalker's favorite part. While the quinoa cakes fry, I read up on a fascinating study from the scientific journal Child Development. This one says that if you teach your kids that their intelligence is capable of increasing, they do better in school. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. 8 to 10 minutes later, you've read the piece and the quinoa cakes are golden brown, which means they're done. Seeing them in my kitchen brings back a flood of memories. Pavarotti Skywalker and I sure had some good times together. I want the healing to begin, and I know it must. But something is holding me back. Hey, NPR's esteemed science correspondent, Robert Krulwich.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm all right. I know we haven't spoken in a while.
It's been a bit of a time, yeah.
Would you like a quinoa cake shaped like Yoda?
A quinoa cake? This thing here? It's shaped like... Let me... Actually, these are pretty good.
They sure are, Robert Krulwich. They sure are.
Oh, and Dan, I meant to tell you before. I'm really sorry that I killed your dog.
That's okay, Robert Krulwich. That's okay. Breaking bread with someone has never made me feel so whole. And now I'm pleased to report that I've welcomed a new puppy into my life. I named him Ron Paul. Here, boy. Dan Pashman, NPR News, New York.
You got it all in there. An amazing feat.
A work
Thank
of
you.
Genius.
I took the cap to David Allen Coe, who I'll reference on the blog. But yes, go to the homepage, npr.org/Bryant Park, and email that to everyone you know and even some people you don't know.
Dan, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Well done, my friend.